In an uncertain world, where disappointments come in many forms and chaos sometimes seems to be the rule rather than the exception, certain things can be counted on. The earth will turn, the sun will rise, winter will bring longer nights and shorter days, and in December, lots of folks will gather together to stage A Christmas Carol. They will stage other seasonal shows as well, some of them as steeped in tradition as Dickens' beloved holiday fable, some of them extraordinary. In Oakland, for 27 years now, a group called the California Revels has been staging an elaborate, dazzling celebration of the winter solstice season that draws larger audiences every year to the Scottish Rite Theater on Lake Merritt. I'll come back to the Revels, though it does share more in common with A Christmas Carol than the month of December. As with the Revels, A Christmas Carol is not just built on years and years of tradition. It is itself a tradition, as is American Conservatory Theater's spectacular annual staging of the play, a first-rate, all-stops-out theatrical romp through the story of Ebenezer Scrooge and his long, life-changing Christmas Eve amongst the spirits. A surprising number of families from the North Bay take the annual trek down to Union Square in San Francisco, pairing a day in the city and maybe some ice skating under the massive Union Square Christmas tree with a trip to the ACT Theater to watch A Christmas Carol. Once again featuring the great John Carpenter as Scrooge, this year's production is directed by Dominique Lozano, based on the original direction by Kerry Perloff, who wrote the rollicking adaptation with Paul Walsh. Blending the best remembered lines from Dickens' book with some funny, effective, and fancifully contemporary dialogue, the story bounces along without bogging down, the clever staging taking us smoothly from each ghostly encounter to the next. And these are some ghosts, from old dead Marley waving his chains in the air to the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future, flying, dancing, and hovering across and over the stage with spot-on theatrical trickery. It runs through Christmas Eve, and it's a blast. And Carpenter once again delivers the goods, a Scrooge who's scary, funny, and delightfully moving. His transformation is a thing of beauty as the Christmas spirits and the Christmas spirit finally get through to his wounded, hardened, but not unreachable heart. Which brings us back to the Christmas Revels. During the winter holidays, something happens to people, something that predates Christmas, reaching back to a time when the lengthening nights and cold weather meant a life and death struggle for communities throughout the Northern Hemisphere. The winter solstice marked the turning point, when the night is as long as it will be and the sun will now be drawing closer once again. The Revels, better than any other theatrical endeavor, captures the sense of joy and relief of the winter holidays, recreating the songs, dances, traditions, and rituals of different cultures and times, right at a moment when the fading pagan beliefs were blended and balanced with the growing Christian tradition. This year's production, titled The Celestial Fools, takes place in the tiny town of Prosecco, Italy, in the year 1520. Three fools representing the sun, the moon, and the stars lead the villagers in a pageant celebrating the triumph of the light over darkness and death. It's a joyous, eye-pleasing, deeply moving, and frequently funny show as a cast of dozens bring life to a mix of songs and stories sung in English, Italian, French, Czechoslovakian, and Latin. The show runs through December 16th with shows on Friday night, two on Saturday, two on Sunday. Either of these productions is a bit of a drive, but amidst the craziness of Christmas time, you may find the journey well worth the effort. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.